Number 10, receive and reconnect. I almost didn't include sharing this exercise with you. I was worried that you would be in judgment, that you wouldn't want to play with me, that you might not have the courage to take on this exercise. Okay, so I was all in my head. I am moving forward with love for you and love for myself. I seek connection. I am here on this planet to take a stand for you, to get behind you as you reach forward and you take a step and you stand for your beauty. That is what I'm here for, to get behind you, to support you, to hold you accountable, and to really help you reach forward and deep inside of yourself to find that glowing, passionate, vital woman with unlimited potential. You used to be so in tune with that, with all of those things. There have been multiple times in your life where I know that has resonated deep within you. And we start to forget, we get distracted, we start to be pulled in different directions, and now you're here. And that's really what matters. You're here, you're taking a stand for yourself. You are stepping into your bravery. You are reawakening, reconnecting. And that's what we're gonna do today together. We're going to receive and we're gonna reconnect with our goddess nature. I hope you're ready. I know you're ready. I know you seek connection. I endeavor to stand for you as you reconnect with yourself. The beautiful you, the gift that is you to this planet, the breath of life that yearns deep inside of you. And here you remain. You are moving forward with commitment to yourself. Thank you. Thank you. The receive and reconnect process is twofold. I ask that you connect with the universe in two ways. But first, let's rev up our connection. Touch yourself. Explore your beauty, your softness, your curves, your points, your lusciousness. All that the universe has created in partnership with you. Receive. Spend a few moments caressing your body. And breathing. Breathing as you do so. We're just starting the engine. I ask for you to move forward with courage and commitment right now. I'd like you to stand up. Yes, please, up on your feet. Move into this exercise with heart and trust. Now that you're on your feet, roll out your shoulders. Forward, up, and back. And the other shoulder, push forward, lift up, and roll back. Back to the first shoulder, forward, up, and back, and switch forward, lift up, and roll back. Now we're going to put our whole arm into it and make big circles. Reach forward, up, and back. Let's inhale on this. Move to the other hand, reach forward, inhale, and exhale back. Switch hands, reach forward, inhale. Back to the other hand, reach forward, inhale. And now we're going to add our hips. So reaching forward, pushing out a hip. I'll scoot back a little bit so you can see my legs a bit. So reaching forward and kind of swaying and sort of leaning into that hip. Reaching up and breathe. Reaching forward. Up. Reaching forward, lifting up, pushing out that hip, blowing out that air. And at this moment, feel free to wiggle, shake, maybe shake out your hands a little bit. And what I'd love for you to visualize, you may want to close your eyes or not, but visualize that residing a few feet above you is a great heart, a heart that is filled with light that connects you to the purest form of you, to your highest good. And I'd love for you to know and trust that that heart is always with you, ready for you to connect to the eternal you. And right now, what I would love for you to do is I'd love for you to take both arms and reach up, tip your chin ever up ever so slightly, and really start to visualize. And I love to kind of rock from foot to foot, bending a knee, swaying my arms, and allowing my hands to feel sensation, to really connect and start to get a sense of that energy that is always with you. And as you're swaying, allow yourself to really connect with any sensation you're feeling between your hands, and visualize that you are tapping into that love, that pure form of yourself, and really reach and allow yourself to connect and feel that energy. Now what I'd love for you to do is pour that energy across your hair, across your ears, down your jaw and your chin. Really allow yourself to connect with that beautiful, pure energy. Bring it down into your chest and let your hands rest on your stomach for just a moment. And really, really allow yourself to be filled with trust and belonging and knowing that you're seen always by this highest version of yourself. So let's reach up and connect again and swaying side to side. Really just pulling and connecting and reaching, and allow your whole body to get into it. Really shifting your weight from side to side, reaching up with one shoulder, bringing that hand down, reaching up with the other shoulder, bringing that hand down. Now let's stabilize for a moment, reach both hands up, lift your chin ever so slightly. Visualize that energy, visualize that heart that is yours, that sees you, and paint that down, this time across your face, down your neck, down your chest, and allow that to rest on your stomach, and really feel that connection, feel that purest form of you. This is you. This is you receiving the gift of your eternal presence. Close your eyes and just sit with that knowing that you are eternal, that you are love. Just close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in that knowing. Breathe out anything that's stuck. Breathe in that knowing. Let go of anything not serving you today. Breathe in that knowing, that trust, that love. In through the nose, out through the mouth. You have made it to step two. Drag your hands down along your body towards the earth. Bend over as far as is comfortable for you. Reach your hands downward. Visualize and connect with the great star 3 feet below your toes that connects you to the earth. This is the star that cherishes your humanity. The Earth Star is in gratitude that you came to the earth at this time, in your exact physical form, just as you are. Reach down toward that star. Now, draw this Earth Star energy up into your being. Bring it up through your feet, your calves, your thighs, the space, the mound between your legs, your hips, and your stomach, and your chest. Feel the love. Feel the gratitude. Feel how you are cherished, and your body is known intimately by this star that is yours only. This is you. This is you receiving the gift of your physical perfection. Reach down, visualize that star again. I'll do that with you. So bending all the way down, really connect with that earth star a few feet below your toes. Allow a sensation to come up into your hands and caress your toes, your feet, your ankles, your calves. Come across your knees, up your thighs. Bring your hands together between your legs. Roll your hands up over your womb, across your hips, over your stomach, and then hold your hands over your heart, and let's breathe in that knowing that our physical form is cherished. Let's inhale that knowing together, and exhale out through the mouth. Let something go. Breathe in that knowing that you are in your perfect physical embodiment. Breathe that knowing in through your nose. And breathe out and exhale. Out through your mouth. Let's do that together one last time. Breathe in that knowing through your nose. And out through your mouth. A lot of times for us women, we feel shame, we feel stuck, we were insistent upon programming that we received from outside forces, that our body is not good enough, that our body should be hidden, that we should be ashamed of something about ourselves. So I really recommend doing all of the receive and reconnect exercise, but I truly do love how this painting up into our bodies, that earth energy, and this being grateful as you sit with the knowing that you are on the perfect physical journey in this life, and you get to caress yourself, touch yourself, appreciate yourself. And I hope that this part served you. Your eyes are the portal to the soul. and you have continued watching. So I ask that you open to the possibility of experiencing ecstasy. You have reached up to your eternal self and reached down through your perfect earth body. Now, open yourself to experiencing the entirety of who you get to be. Who do you get to be right now? Can you move your hands up and down your form and experience the miracle of your physical and spiritual body? There are many ways to receive and reconnect. You have expanded your capacity to receive the gifts of your physical and eternal being. You are ecstatic perfection embodied. Again, you are ecstatic perfection embodied. The key to the step you experienced today is, I receive and reconnect my goddess nature. I am earth. I am eternal. I am love. Congratulations. You have given yourself the gift of exploring and implementing 10 ways to move beyond your old story, up level to your greatness. You are doing the work. You are shifting your life and magnetizing a life of legacy. I am so proud of you. I trust that you will put these experiences to use in your life. But maybe you are struggling with showing up for yourself. If you knew your life would expand with proper support, accountability, and guidance, would you take that step? Would you like to peel back your limitations and launch forward into living life on your terms? Do you want passion, vitality, freedom, and unlimited possibility? If you answered yes, apply to join my 365 Awakening program. The website address is andrealuzon.com. I will also be sharing micro steps for magnetizing a life of legacy in our private online community. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Let's hold one another accountable in light and love to transform ourselves and the world together. This has been 10 Ways to Move Beyond Your Old Story, Up Level to Your Greatness with Andrea Luzon. Thank you again so much. We are all just walking each other home.